Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. Welcome to the classroom. We're in the classroom to learn, to build, to grow, develop, all those wonderful things that God sent us here on earth to do. We have a responsibility to get these things done. And so I really, really encourage people, hey, spend the time, spend the energy on the one investment that always comes through, and that is yourself. How about, okay? So we just got finished with devotions, like Sunday was the last day. Like I'm still getting used to eating during the day. One of my coworkers was like, are you going to have lunch? I said, no. I said, well, I might have lunch. And I'm sure the look on her face was like, okay, you know, make up your mind. Are you hungry or are you not? And for the last, you know, really 30 days, it hasn't mattered if I was hungry or not, because usually I remember myself being hungry all the time. What mattered is that I wanted to do things differently. I wanted to live differently. I wanted to be different. I wanted to try something, you know, that I've never tried before. I wanted to do this raw idea. The idea of not eating any cooked food, and only eating literally raw food, you know, as it came out of the ground, that's what I was eating. And the dear angel Nicole started that because she had started a raw veggie challenge and was just encouraging people to eat better and to try something different. So I was like, okay. If she can do it, I can do it. That's what I told myself, right? And, I mean, I was a beast. I was on it. I didn't falter. When the days got long, and all these days were long, every single one of these 30 days was long, we didn't stop. Even when in the middle of traveling, I've been going back and forth between two cities. You know, I have half my stuff here, half my stuff there, the other half in transition. My kid and my cats are in one location, I'm in another. It's been challenging. I've had so many things to provide distractions for me, and I didn't allow myself to get distracted. I was so determined to focus on my own body that all of those challenges, when I say they went by the wayside, they were almost non-existent. And it wasn't horrible. It's not like I was thinking about food 24/7. It's not that I was, you know, overburdened with the idea of fasting. No, it was not any of those things. It was actually quite simple and had reminiscence and hints of how it was when I was a child, because my mother was a strict vegetarian. But to take it raw was, whew, my body was like, you sure you want to do this? And I'm pumped up, yeah. Like, are you sure? Because this is going to challenge you, because you're 50 years old and you've never done anything this intense with your diet. So are you sure? I said, yeah. Yeah, I want to. I want to do something different because I want a different result. So the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. And we do it. We do it, ooh, family. Mm-mm-mm. See, one thing about a wonderful approach is I got to keep it real. And I ask everybody else to keep it real. it's hard to break a cycle of doing something over and over again when you've been doing it over and over again. You know, it's hard to change, you know, something because there's a reason why you do it. Okay? So back in the day, back when I was 37, I was doing, I think that was my worst weight ever. And so I was like, okay, something's got to change. This ain't getting no better. My health, I can tell my health is at stake. So something's got to change. So every day, you know, I had a corporate car, I had a corporate job. My job, you know, they would come by my desk, you know, Miss Abdullah, what would you like for lunch? And I'm like, I'll go get it. No, no, you stay in work. What would you like us to get you? You know, I had a corporate card, and I could buy whatever I wanted. And the only thing on that card ever was food. And then they come by the desk and, oh, no, you still working. We're going to order food for everyone. Free food. So more food. And then I'm working late, and I'm like, ugh, kind of, I am hungry. On my hour and a half ride home, I'm just going to grab some food real quick, grab some nibbles, right? More food. And so I got all this food intake coming on, right? And what am I doing? Nothing. I'm sitting in the car, driving to work for an hour and a half, sitting at a desk at work. I mean, I didn't even get up to make copies or, oh, you know, I had someone I called, you know, make 3 copies of this, do this, do this, do this. I didn't. I just sat in my chair. And then after working 9-10 hours straight, I would sit in my car and drive home. And then actually I was exhausted. I was mentally exhausted, emotionally exhausted. So I'd get home and I'd get to that couch and sit down some more. So you see this cycle, this habit of unhealthy? This is ridiculous. And I did it, family. I did it. I did it. I did it knowing that it wasn't good and wasn't healthy. I did it. I remember my mom, as gently as she could, saying, be careful now. You're going kind of far. You might need to ease up on all that sweet tea you're drinking. Might need to put the Pepsi down. I don't eat ho-hos. I don't eat junk food. I eat real food and drink real soda. Or so I did. And so I was surprised. How can you be surprised when your body starts saying, hey, this is not healthy for me. This is not good for me. So at 37, I lost the job, which was a blessing. I knew it was. I knew I was stressed. I knew I was at a point. I lost my job. I knew it was a blessing. Started going to the gym every single day. Changed what I ate. Changed what I drank. Just really made the hard changes. And I think I lost, like, I think it was like 50 pounds. I had plenty more to lose, plenty more to lose, but it was a good start in the right direction, right? This is where we are again. You know, God is always challenging us. Our life is always challenging us. And right when we get to the point where we're like, oh, this is great. My job is great. Oh, wow. There's one. Oh, my house, I have my dream house. I have fixed it up. I've painted everything. I feel great about my house, you know, or you could be in the best, loving, most positive relationship that you've ever been in all your life. And, you know, you're finally feel like you're getting somewhere and you got some positive things going on, right? There's always, always, always an area in your life that needs some work. So when it comes to learning and being disciplined in your learning, every single person has something that they need to be listening to. Even if you don't want to hear it, it's so funny. I did a reading with a young lady this week, and she said, "Yeah, Mama Seven, you told me not to do this, and I didn't really want to hear it, but I listened, and I'm glad that I did." And it made me laugh, because how many times in life does life, God, spirit, ancestors, whoever, tells us something we don't want to hear? And then you can go back and look, hindsight, man, this just saved me. You know what I'm saying? I was really losing it. I was on my way to being in a messed up situation. I'm so glad I finally listened. And sometimes it's finally, too. Sometimes we are so hard-headed and stuck in our ways. So I find all of these wonderful things tend to come up during devotion, okay? We have spent 30 days really reprogramming our life. We have spent 30 days making God our focus. And it's like, how do we move forward from here? What did you learn? What are you springboarding off of right now? You know, and it's so funny because, okay, so the last day of the fast was Sunday. Monday, everything, I saw it. Everything fell into place. Everything fell into place. And I remember Sister Faith was like, I think Spirit was just waiting to see us get through these 30 days. And I agree with that. We had to learn some things before we could keep going, right? So I want to know, what did you learn? I want to share what I learned. And so, because what I find is that sometimes we focus on one thing, but really we learned a lot of things. You know, this to me, I always talk about my homework assignment. This to me is the ultimate homework assignment, because if you don't ever sit back and acknowledge, yes, I see that, I acknowledge it, and I'm going to move forward, then how is the universe supposed to know that you learned your lesson? You know, I remember talking to a baby elephant one time, and I was like, look, you say you out the mud, but you got mud on your dress. So it's like, not only do we have to get out of the mud, but we have to stay out. We can't even let it look like we were playing in the mud. You know what I'm saying? So what did we all learn? And I really am asking the question honestly. I'm sure we all learned some time management. I'm sure we all learned that the sun plays games right at 7:25 and stays frozen in the sky as long as it wants. I know. I have a couple people who are not good fasters, and I'll always call, you know, just checking on you. Hey, how you doing? Oh, you know, learning. I remember speaking with my father who has fasted a number of years in his life. And I was telling him about the additional things you need to be working on while you're fasting. And the first thing, of course, is precision of language. Everybody knows you got to have that precision of language. And he was like, okay, wait a minute. You want me to not cuss and fast? And I don't know him. I don't know him because he is my biological father. I don't know him to use foul language. But he thought that was, like, insane. He was like, you want me to fast and not cuss? I was like, yeah, I do. I do. And so I went through all the lists. And he was like, if people actually achieve this, I'm like, yes, people achieve this. This is achievable. This is the goal. you know, just to be, just not eating a biscuit is not enough. You know, we can do that on a regular basis. I'm talking about how do you purify your words? How do you purify your thoughts? How do you go through the whole thing? And he thought I was crazy, and that made me laugh. I was like, look, you're an experienced pastor, so you know how important it is to guide those thoughts and to keep those thoughts strong. And he was like, yeah, but I know it, but doing it is two different things. I'm like, I know that too. So I hope everyone has something to contribute to this conversation. What did you learn? What do you want to share? What do you want to take with you moving into the year? You know, what's going on? So if you'd like to share, all you have to do is press 1. That lets me know that you would like to speak. It would let me know, you know, and like I say, I do these with pen and paper because I have some amazing people on my team, 1, and then 2, somebody's going to say something, I'll be like, okay, I need to look for that lesson. You know, if some of these lessons that, you know, people are going to share with us, if these are not lessons that you saw, if these aren't things that you got to witness as well, I'm going to say, maybe we need to go back. And we do go back. That's the beauty of it. We go back every Wednesday. What we do for devotion, we're supposed to go back and do that every Wednesday. And now, you know, whenever I come off of a fast, there's always like this exhale moment. And then going back on Wednesday, I'm like, it really does a lot for me and keeping me humble and keeping me, you know, focused on the reality and the blessings that I don't have to do this every day. We do this for 30 whole days. The idea of just doing it once a week, twice a week, oh, those are much better numbers for me. I'm just saying, much better numbers for me. So if you'd like to share what you have learned, and I strongly suggest everybody share what you learned, go ahead and press 1, and that lets us know that you'd like to speak. If not, I'm going to keep talking about some things that you should have learned while you were in the middle of fast, okay, while you're in the middle of devotions. Number one thing I think, these are just my thoughts, one thing I think everybody should have picked up is the bravery, the courage to do this. It takes a lot of heart to fast for 30 days, a lot of heart. It takes a lot of courage to sit back because guess what? Even though there are a lot of people fasting, well, a wonderful approach is only people fasting. Most of the Muslims in the country are fasting at that point. We have Easter right there, fast, you know, and there's fasting and Lent and all those other things associated with Easter. And so, yeah, we have some other people, lots of other people fasting. So we're not the only ones. What I do need to know, though, is that we were fasting, like none of my coworkers were fasting. They weren't thinking about it. Maybe even people in your household were not fasting. And so the bravery and the courage to sit back and say, I am going to forego food and I'm going to not fast. I'm going to not eat. And I've had, I think, 3 offers. I had 2 lunch offers and a dinner offer. Hey, let's go to dinner. Let's chill, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, of course you'd ask about dinner right now when I can't. Of course you would. No biggie. You know, it always seems that that dangerous free food is running around during devotion, you know. And then when you actually say no thank you and people are like, why? What are you doing? why are you, you're torturing yourself. Oh, my goodness. And I'm like, oh, my God. So the bravery and the courage that it takes just to be around others who are not is amazing. I'm hoping fast next year, you know, I'm hoping to be closer to the majority. And maybe we can have a couple of bread-breaking days where we just all come together and eat together, because it's so hard doing this lifestyle on your own, okay? So I know for me, one of the big things that I took away is people's bravery and courage to stand and say, no, I'm working on something spiritually. I'm not eating. I'm not just, it's amazing. It's amazing. Okay, I see that I have a caller that would like to speak. Let me grab and get to this. All right, let me see. Greetings, welcome to the program.
Peace, Alafia, and greetings. How are you?
Alafia, how are you, my dear sister?
I'm doing well. Happy Wednesday. Yes.
Yes. Yes. It's been a Wednesday. It has been a Wednesday.
Listening to you. Greetings, family. I'm listening to you, and I'm just like, yes, we did come on fast on Sunday. And then this morning I woke up, I was like, am I fasting again? Like, you know.
The pearls.
You know, because you get to eat. And then, I mean, and anybody, if you're coming off the fast, you know, the first thing, I spoke to a couple of people, and I'm like, well, what you going to eat? And it was like, I want a greasy hamburger. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm going to eat some pizza and drink a whole bottle of wine. And then the next day, they were like, I forgot to eat. I was like, did you? Like,
yes.
Mm-hmm. It was like, mm-hmm. I forgot to eat. You know, 30 days, your taste buds change a bit. You know what I'm saying? And your body kind of gets used to, you know, not having those meals during the day. So, you know, one of the things that I learned during the fast was to be gentle with myself. And because I know my shout out to my fast buddies. Woo! You know, we did it. And I know one of the things that we checked in with each other to make sure that we were doing, that we were okay. And there were times where it was like, oh, my God, it's just rough. And, you know, what can I do? And, you know, does it have to be just like this and this and that? We have to be gentle with ourselves and forgive ourselves in the process. You know, okay, the sun wasn't all the way down when you ate. You know what I'm saying? Trust and believe. God is not getting ready to punish you and, you know, knock you down and say, you ate at 7:35 instead of 8:05. And, you know, so I had to be, I learned how to be gentle and more forgiving of myself in the process. Mm-hmm. So being gentle with myself. One of the things that came across, now for me, it was a lot of revelation. So I just was like, when you think you're done with that, it's like, are you really? So one of the things that came up for me in the fast was really celebrating my accomplishments, you know, celebrating myself. It's easy to celebrate other people and their accomplishments, but, you know, Spirit was working on me, and the question came up like, you know, what things have you done that you're proud of? And I'm like, you know, I did this, I did that. And he's like, yeah, but are you proud of that? And you know, and because, you know, a lot of times, especially growing up, we were taught that pride is a bad thing, you know, or you shouldn't have too much pride, you know. You should, so it's a difference between being proud of yourself and having pride, you know, in the things that you do. Yes, because you actually, you know, tuck yourself from one point to another. Even if it's just, you know, if your goal is to lose 100 pounds, celebrate the 1 pound you lost. You know, celebrate. You don't have to wait until you lose 100 pounds to celebrate. Oh, my God.
Right.
I celebrated the fact that I got through my 8 glasses of water. I was like, word.
Okay.
I did it.
Okay.
I did 8 whole glasses today. You know what I'm saying? Now I can do a half a gallon by the end, at the end of my fast, which was a whole lot more than where I was. And, you know, Brother Mike and I we actually calculated how many little bottles of water we have to drink. You know, mm-hmm. It was like, okay, we're going to drink 16 of these. At the beginning of the fast, it was like 16. You know, by the end, we was like, yeah. Where's the rest of the water? You know,
yep.
And celebrate
yep.
because this is good for me. You know, doing yes. something for myself now that my future self is going to be so grateful for, you know. And just a heads up, you know, as congratulations, Mama Seven. You are a trooper. You did that raw fast.
Don't, oh, my
like,
goodness.
Oh, my God, you did it. I'm not going to say I did it. All I know is that halfway Ooh. Through, I was like, woo. Girl, let me tell you. So, congratulations Ooh. To Brother Mike. He fasted and didn't even realize he was fasting. By the time we was halfway through, he was like, are we going to eat today? I was like, mm-hmm, when the sun set.
Uh-huh.
And then,
yeah, sure. Let's just give it another.
3 o'clock in the afternoon, he got an attitude. I'm like, what's wrong? He was like, I'm hungry. I was like, 5 more hours, man.
Let's drink this water. Let's realize
water.
How thankful we are for this water.
Yeah, so shout out to the brothers that didn't even
yes.
realize they were fasting and supported
yes.
us through this. You know what I'm saying? Didn't break up with us and stick it in there.
Okay.
Stuck in there with us. You know, it's so great. It's so great, you know. So,
awesome.
Like I said, for me, it was the celebrating my accomplishments, you know,
mm-hmm.
celebrating myself, being gentle with myself, and using my tools. You know, like, I think I called more people. I was like, I think I'm going to break down. I got to give a call. You know what I'm saying? I reached
mm-hmm.
out to people, added more to my prayer basket. I don't know. God's going to be like, girl, oof, you done yet?
Okay.
I'm like, I'm not done yet. I got one more strip of paper to put in there. So,
okay.
You know, adding more to my basket. I'm looking forward, and I'm so looking forward to what God has for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm
Amen.
Looking forward to, you know, having more and appreciating it in the process. So, yeah, that's what I have
awesome.
To share for today.
I really appreciate it because I'm telling you, this fast was like no joke. This fast was coming for blood, okay? This fast was disrespectful on so many levels. I was like, yo, what is wrong?
Yeah.
So,
okay, we're going to give you 2 new moons and a full moon and an eclipse and go with that. And I was just like, what?
Like, ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Energy.
But yet.
Energy. Mm-hmm.
But yet, we kept going. We kept pushing.
Yes.
We were able to maintain, even if you have to take a knee. Sometimes you have to take a knee. You know, there's nothing wrong with that, you know, but just take a knee.
Mm-hmm.
Don't lay down. Don't lay all the way out, okay? Cause when you lay all the way out, it's so hard to get up. Oh, my goodness. So, thank you so much for sharing and all that good stuff. And, look, keep with it, okay? Because I'm looking here.
Yes.
It's so funny. I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the sky like, come on. You've got to be joking, okay? And it sounds like, look, mind your business. I'm not rushing because of you, you know? And so, I learned that the sun don't rush because I'm hungry. I did learn that. Yes. So, amen. Thank you so much for thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. Peace.
Look, wonderful point. Wonderful point. You know, I got to add that to my list. Being gentle with yourself. This is real, family, okay? And I want to just take a second and acknowledge what that really means to be gentle with yourself. And I have to start this convo out with, as adults, no one is set up to care for you, okay? When you reach a certain point, the expectation in life is that you are going to now start taking care of you. And all that sounds, you know, fine and stuff, but you want me to take care of me and manage the dishes and go to work, keep oil in the car, make this appointment, not drink Pepsi. You know, there's so many things that I'm trying to do / not do at one time that I know for myself I can be very hard on myself. And it's not that I beat myself up, because I don't. What I do, though, I work, and I just put, well, just 10 more minutes, and well, just 5 more minutes, and then I'm not taking care of me. I'm not getting sleep. I'm not eating enough, you know. I'm not eating enough, / I'm not eating the right things. Caring for myself sometimes goes on the back burner. And I know one of the reasons is not only am I busy, I see so many other people that need care, you know. So I'd rather than soaking in the tub that extra 10 minutes that I need, I'd rather be on the phone talking to somebody, encouraging them on their journey. I'd rather check in and make sure that our youth, our millennials are doing well. I'd rather take the time to check in and, you know, check on my mother and other elders that I know are out there and don't have as much support as I'd like them to have. So I have probably, I can list 100 other things I can be doing other than caring for myself. And one thing that I've had to learn, and I've learned this the hard way really in the past maybe 3 or 4 years, is all those 100 things that I can rattle off that I'd rather be doing than taking care of myself, none of them get done if I don't take care of myself. None of them get done. So all these things, I sit here and like, I'm going to call this person, I'm going to check that person, I got to book this cabin, I got to do this. I mean, I have 15 things. I mean, I'm 100. I do 100 right now. Nothing gets done if I don't take care of myself. Nothing happens if I don't put myself in a level of priority. And as much as I don't want to do that, not comfortable with that, I'm really not a spotlight kind of person, you know, because I don't want to take the time away, bump all that. If I don't do it, it doesn't get done, and then my 100 things won't get done. So I may have to settle for 10. I can only get 10 things done. But I got to put my own self in that mix. You know, I got to start making myself a priority. So as Sister Unique said, that's so important. We got to get to the point where we are understanding we have to take care of ourselves because no one else is guaranteed to do it for us. Now, it'd be nice. It'd be nice. Have people check in, you know, hey, how's your day going, blah, blah, blah. It's nice, but it's not guaranteed. Take care of yourself, all right? Be gentle with yourself, and then celebrate yourself. Now, I'm into celebration. I am into making things happen. You know, I am into recognizing when good things have happened. So, but I do it after the work. That's my problem. Work first. Work hard, work harder. It's supposed to be work hard, play hard, but I work hard, work harder. Let's get that work in. You still have to take the time to sit back and celebrate. Have a good time. Recognize. That's why I tell everybody, make sure you come off your fast. Okay? So, I had come off of my raw. I had a tuna sub. I was so, you know, everybody's like, and that ain't nothing. It was something for somebody who hasn't had bread in about 60 days, you know. It was a whole lot of something. One thing I learned during this fast, so everybody, I was told, you know, Mom said, you moved the time up, and I did, on the morning message. So last year we did 7 to 7:30, and it was good, okay? Everybody showed up. A lot of people checked in. It was great. This year, because of everything I have going on in my life, 7 to 7:30, I'm already in full motion by 7 o'clock. So I had to move it up. And so I was like, no, we'll do 6 to 6:30. And waking up at 6 o'clock hurts some mornings. You know, you may not have been able to hear it in my voice, but it hurts, like painful, okay? So when I say the determination, you know, one thing I learned is that I do what I say I'm going to do. I am determined. And so the determination to wake up and be ready for that morning program means I had to wake up. I had to already have my prayers done. I can't talk to people until my prayers are done, you know. And mental note, don't talk to people before your prayers are done. You know, I'll call, hey, oh, I'm right about to make my prayers. Okay, talk to you later. Please talk to God first. Don't talk to me first. Let those precious moments, those feelings of, wow, I made it through another night. I get to start and have another day. Those thoughts, feelings, and energies, those belong to God. So before I can have the radio program, I got to make my own prayers first. I have to have my own meeting, my own pump up, my own inspiration, my own recollection, everything. To the point some mornings I had to wake up and take a walk. And I'm like, whoa, Lord, you are working on me. You know, you really, God, you are working on me. And, you know, I felt like I was Rocky in one of the, you know, Rocky movies. I was getting so much every day. That morning message was really fire, okay? I went back and listened to quite a few of them. And I was like, wow, Spirit, you know, I appreciate being a vessel and just setting it up to where so many people could get the benefit of the word so early in the morning, and especially a great way to start the morning. But it was a challenge. It was physically a challenge for me and everything I was going through at that moment. And so every day that I woke up and I made it to that, I thank God for allowing me to do so. And I, you know, when I was doing my writing and my journaling, you know, I said, God, I am amazed at how I've been able to wake up. And I know that that's not my physical self doing that. There's no way my physical self can work all day, fast all day, not eat anything until 7:45, 8 o'clock at night, and then wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning, or right before 6 o'clock in the morning, and be cheery and be inspiring, and be excited about strawberries, because I was, and be excited about, you know, all this raw vegetables, raw fruit, because I was, you know what I'm saying? I know that's God, because my human self can't do that. You know, I was sitting back amazed at how much my body benefited from this raw food. And to the point where, you know, everyone know, well, everybody may not know, but this struggle I have with blood pressure, with sugar, with weight, all of that, I could see the positive impacts of it. I mean, day by day, I saw positive impacts of it. And so as I'm going through and enjoying these benefits, I was like, God, I promise you, I'm fasting for you. I'm fasting for the glory of God. But those benefits, I love them. I love them. And so, you know, one of the things I want to talk about, one, how you did the fast. What are you going to keep in your life after the fast? Okay? What are you going to do? I'm sorry, I'm distracted. I have my little one. My little manifester is manifesting, and I just wish he would use his powers for good. I wish you would use your powers for good. That's the problem with teaching that generation. It's like you can teach them the skills and everything, but you can't teach them how to do it, because I know my generation, my mother, she gave me the tools and she taught me by any means necessary. And I remember 3-4 years ago, she's fussing at me. I said, look, you can't teach me by any means necessary and then think you can dictate the means and dictate what I find necessary. So, me, I'm Miss Smart Poetic, Black Nationalist here. And then what do I give birth to? A manifester who manifests at his will. God said teach them so that they stay close to the tree. You can know the tree by the fruit that it bears. I did my job, God. I did my job. All right, so anyways, back to this fast. What did we learn? One, the courage to fast. The courage to stand up and fast. Stand up at work with comrades, with whoever. Stand up and fast. Two, being gentle with yourself. Oh, yeah. Three, celebrating yourself. Absolutely. Absolutely. Celebrating yourself and your accomplishments. I'm writing all this down because these are some things, if you don't remind me, I won't do it. So I need help. I need someone to say, hey, look, that's a great job. And I'm like, okay, let me make a note of that. Number four, determination. If you don't have, I've definitely learned some determination. You have got to be determined to do this. This is not for the faint of heart. You've got to be determined that no matter what, you can do this. That's what it takes, no matter what energy. So waking up every morning, getting that radio program in, definitely taught me that determination. Being determined to follow the raw all the way through. I mean, I realized how much I enjoy eating salads, eating, fresh tomatoes. And, if you've done retreat with me, I am a gourmet salad maker. I have all the garnishes and croutons. I don't crouton, but I mean, I do it all because I want you to enjoy the food, all of it. Salad ain't just for decoration, it's for eating. And I was just so surprised at the way my body responded to it. And I'm like, this is what we need to be doing on a regular. So what I decided, something I'm going to be taking with me, is I'm going to be taking where I'm doing this, not raw, but vegetables, strict vegetables, 5 days a week. And it ain't going to kill you. It's not going to kill you. That's something else I learned. I didn't die. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we, I've been called, oh, you're being too strict. You're doing this, you're doing, hey, you cannot be too strict when it comes to God. Go ahead and give it a full try. Really try it. A lot of times we stop short because it is daunting. I'm not going to sit here and say that it's not. It is. It will have you, really questioning yourself and questioning, why in the world am I listening to this crazy woman, But the challenge in it, the challenge of I can do this, the challenge of I can achieve, the challenge of this isn't going to break me. And when you sit back and you turn around and say, oh, it didn't kill me? Okay. All right. I'm going full speed ahead. I remember, and I caught COVID. I caught COVID late after everybody else had caught COVID. So I was sitting there as everybody else was going through it. I was like, look, I'm going to pray for you, but don't let that COVID get you. Don't let it get you. So I didn't really even have symptoms. You know, my job was like, hey, we need you to go take a COVID test. I said, okay. Took the COVID test, got COVID. I said, what is this? Very little symptoms. In fact, the way I rip and run my life, I just thought I was tired from, you know, ripping and running. So I was a little down. I had to slow down a little bit. And I did for a week, maybe 5 days. And then I got over it. I said, oh, COVID, you done it now. Ooh, you should have got me for real COVID. Oh, I'm going to talk so much junk about you. I am going to talk junk about you because now I realize I can do this. Oh, you should have never let me know I could do it. You should have never let me know I could beat you. That's how I feel about the devil, okay? Devil, you didn't kill me when you had a chance? Oh, this is going to be on you because I am going to run amok. I'm going to let everybody know you're a liar. I'm going to let everybody know you can't be trusted. I'm going to let everybody know that you are powerless. That's what I told the devil. That's what I told him. Because I know it for a fact. See, once you have an accomplishment, you ain't scared of that no more. Okay? So I remember in college, we were watching back in the day, I went to school a long time ago. So back in the day, they used to have panty raids in the middle of Halloween. This is when the guys come in with their hoodies and bust into all of the dorm rooms and steal people's underwear, right? And then they take the said underwear that they stole and they throw it in the trees on campus. So the day after Halloween, there are female underwears hanging from the trees, okay? Not the most professional sight. And the university is, we got to stop these panty raids. So my first year, we were like, okay, me and my sorority, we're going to host movie and pizza, and we're going to bolt the doors so the guys can't come in, right? And we're all sitting around and watching movies, and The Exorcist is on. I said, y'all got to be joking. Y'all watching Exorcist on Halloween in the middle of panty raids, and are you serious? And so I saw the steps and the camera shaking. I said, oh, nope, I can't watch it. I can't watch it. Too much going on. I was scared to watch it. You know, I know how much of that is real and how much of it isn't. But once you've seen it, and once you've seen the strings, and once you've seen the director say cut, once you've gone through it, so I didn't know what the guys were doing with the panty raid, right? So what happened is some inside chick, she opens the back door, the guys come in. A lot of the girls are like, here, take these. I voluntarily give you these underwear to throw on campus. And so the guys just come in, they make a big mess, they're not pushing, they're not shoving, no one's getting hurt, and I'm like, oh, okay. And then in the morning, the janitorial crew knows to come an hour early so they can peel all the underwear off of the tree. And so it was nowhere near as bad as I had made it out to be. But in my brain, and, you know, when they tell the story, ooh, the guys come in. You're like, oh, no. So I go through all that to tell you, once you have gone through a situation, you start to kind of pop your collar a little bit. You know, I want you to. I want you to kind of feel the accomplishment of saying, I got that. I did that. I don't have to be scared of that. It didn't kill me then, and it's not going to kill me now. And so that's the kind of stuff that we need to be thinking about when we're trying to go through these devotions. It didn't kill you because it can be achieved. You know, What did we do? How did we get ready for it? How did we get ready for devotion? Prayed, meditated. We got our fast buddy. We got our inspiration in the morning. And then we have our determination. I'm going to get this done. And that is how we get through devotion. So I love to hear from people, what did you learn in the middle of this? What are you going to keep up with you? All you have to do is press 1. Sister Unique gave us some wonderful tips, and I'm ever so appreciative of that, you know. But don't make this the Mama 7 show, because it's not. This is the classroom. Everybody gets to participate. What did you learn? What did you learn? Okay. Even if you learned that your constitution needs to be worked on, you know what I'm saying? Even if you learn that there's really still some things I have to put in practice. You know, one thing that I shared in the morning is talit. So in my house, everybody fasts. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your tolerance is. You're going to fast. And God said not to force Talib to fast. I said, God, Talib is not a baby. He is 16 years old. This little booger has a job. So what you mean, don't force him? Don't force him. And that's contrary to my personal thoughts. I was not part of that program. I definitely think the boy should have been forced. But it wasn't for me. It wasn't for me to do. And so I told him what I was doing, and he was like, yeah, good for you. And I was ready to get him, but I'm following God's instructions, which I find very strange, but I'm following them anyways. So the child gets awarded, you know, that he wants to purchase this thing he's been waiting for forever. And he's like, wow, it came through. I was like, mm-hmm. Right in the middle of Ramadan. I'm like, And I'm thinking to myself, God, you just said keep awarding this boy. He's not fat. He's not doing this. But I'm like, no. Let me mind my business. God has asked me to take my hands off of it, so I'm taking my hands off. So he has the money. I'm going to order it. But I'm having a difficult time ordering it. And I'm computer savvy. I've ordered things online. And it's like every time I go to buy it, it sells out. Buy it, sells out. And I'm like, and I tell him, I said, look, I'm trying. And it just doesn't seem to be working. And he was like, okay. Let's try again tomorrow. I was like, okay. 5 days, family. And I was like, dude, I don't know what to tell you. You may be without. He said, okay. And it was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And he was like, Mom, I know you've been trying over and over again, but it is 4 o'clock. I want you to try again right before 4:15 in 10 minutes. And I'm like, I just tried. He said, I know, Mom, but I'm working on something. Can you just work with me and do it? I said, okay. All right. So I tried right at like 4:13. Everything goes through smooth, like I haven't been trying this 5-6 times a day, every day for 5 days. Everything was fine. And so he comes out of his room and said, did you try it again? I said, yes, everything went through. And he said, yeah, I know why. I said, oh, what do you know? What do you mean you know why? He was like, well, I just got finished praying to God. And I told God that, you know, if he helps this come through, I'll wake up every morning and do the radio program with you, and I will fast every day for the remainder of the fast. And I said, I asked God if you could do it in the next 10 minutes, and it's done. And I sit there, and I'm looking at him like, and he's like, yeah, I know. God is good. Because he's so talented. And I'm like, yeah, God is good. And he was like, yeah, I'll set the alarm clock for the radio. And I super duper laughed, okay? That is so funny on so many levels. But that would not have happened if I had forced him to fast. You see what I'm saying? He would not have had the opportunity to create a personal experience with his fast. And during the rest of the fast, unlike the other years where I can really feel I had to pull, had to remind him, I had to occupy his time and energy, I had to, not this fast. He was so grateful to be fasting that it was a pleasure to be around him. Because during fast, if you're going to whine and complain, your 15 minutes is going to be cut into 10 minutes because I'm like, I can't do it. I'm fasting my own self. I'm struggling my own self. I can't do it. But it was so easy for him to fast at that point because he could see the benefit, the direct benefit of it. You see what I'm saying? And he was so into it, involved, appreciative, thankful, whatever. He was there by himself. And I thanked God for showing him, because he's still young. And young people, because their parents provide so much for them and do so much for them, young people often don't get the opportunity to see God. Because what they see is their parents, not realizing that God is helping the parents. But this was personal. You know what I'm saying? And so I was so very happy. I was happy that he knew I want something / I need something. I might need to talk to God. I might need to do it. Okay? I was so happy that God actually showed him, stick with me, kid. Stick with me. I'm going to show you how to get this done. You want it done? Sure. You have to do what I ask you to do. You know? So when it comes to what I learned, because that's what we're talking about, what I learned during this fast, you know, I had to learn how to listen to God. And I know you're like, but Mama Sandy, you do it all the time. I do it all the time because I usually am thinking, I'm trying to align my thoughts with God. What happens when your thoughts don't align with what God says? Everybody wants to be God's friend until God asks them to do something that they don't want to do. Then they don't want to be God's friend no more, okay? Then they don't want to have to listen anymore. Everybody loves God. He's the best. God is good until God asks you to do something that you don't want to do. Until God tells you, yeah, you're going to have to break up with that dysfunctional person. Because they're not ready to support you in the journey that you need. Then people want second, third, fourth, fifth opinions. Then people want to sit back and okay, well, I'm going to do that in the wintertime. I'm going to do that then. They want to dictate when, how, where. They're going to listen to God. So I had to relearn, apply my learning, how to listen. I didn't ask God why this boy don't have to fast when everything in my house fasts, and I don't care. I don't even care if you're part of a wonderful approach. I don't care. I don't care if you're not a fast. I don't care about any of that. Everything fasts. What you mean this child doesn't have to fast? What you mean I'm not supposed to force them to fast? I'm trying to raise them up, God. God had other plans. God wanted to be personally involved in his fast decision. So I learned to listen again. Listen some more. Listen more carefully. How to be attentive. There are a couple of things. Oh, my goodness. So y'all know I like to work day and night, right? Working day and night. No, my real song is Rihanna's Work. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah. During this fast, I had to learn to pace myself. And right now, I can hear my mother saying, what? You don't never pace yourself? Yes, I do. You don't understand the original plan. I planned to do all 45 things. I only got 30 things that, you know, but I had to learn to pace myself. There were a couple things I remember, because I don't know if y'all remember that time on the radio in the morning. I told you, I woke up, I was frustrated. I didn't wake up frustrated. I was frustrated. I had been working on this project. I can't make heads or tail of it. It's not going anywhere. It's not moving fast enough. I want to see more right now. And I immediately got frustrated. And I said, okay, all right, slow down. Number one, you're waking up early and going to bed late, working the whole time. You're working. Give yourself a break. I had to sit back and say, you're fasting. Give yourself a break. I had to sit back and say, you're parenting. You're still taking care of a child and maintaining basic needs for a child, one in the house, one out the house. Give yourself a break. And I just had to kind of rethink some things, redo some things. And so, you know, I really did have to learn to pace myself. And that kind of is part of being gentle with yourself, but it definitely deserves another shout-out. Because when you pace yourself, and I got a couple of workaholics, and I'll say your name. Don't try me. But I have a couple people that don't like to stop, don't like to slow down. I dig it. I really do. But I also know it's not healthy. I know it's not positive. I know that we need to be doing better when it comes to managing ourselves accordingly. So during this fast, I learned to pace myself, and that's something I'm going to be taking into my future considerations. That's just like I'm decided I'm going to keep my very vegetarian lifestyle, 5 days a week. And even on those 2 days, I can't go crazy, but I can do a little pasta, something, a little bread, something. But anyway, 5 days. 5 days, it's not bad. It's not the devil. It'll be okay. 5 days. Because I want to see the health continue, the health benefits. I'm going to pace myself and continue with the pacing, because I just slow down, have jobs here, there, and everywhere. I have a job that actually pays my bills. I got all that has to slow down. All that has to slow down. All that has to stop. Because I don't want God to sit me down. So that means I've got to voluntarily sit myself down. And that can be hard. Nobody wants to be sat down. No one wants to have to deal with that. But I know if I want to continue, I've got to do it. I have to pace myself. Okay? Also, with this fast, I learned now. Hopefully no one knows this, but my negativity meter is sensitive. I mean, I pick up sarcasm so quick, I'm like, easy now, easy. Don't bring that over here, you know. I pick up sarcasm quickly. It hurts my little feelings. I pick up negativity. I pick up just all of it. And during this fast, knowing that I'm sensitive and knowing that I'm going through something, the fast is actually going through something. Knowing that I'm going through something, I had to sit back and tell myself, okay, I have to limit myself here, there, everywhere. So I didn't do, and I love my TikTok. And if I see a little reel on Facebook, I may check it out. But I did not log into my TikTok this 30 days. And what I want to see in TikTok, and I know my mother and my sisters get mad at me, but I love watching like the little cat videos or baby videos or babies with cat videos. Oh my God. Dog videos, the latest dances, whatever. But I don't know how I keep getting all this rump shaking. And I'm like, yo, that I didn't ask for that. That's not for me. And really, I got really good about saying, I don't need all that in my life. You know, I got really good at turning the radio. Boop. I got really good at keeping my headphones and my earbuds in my ear, you know, so I don't have to hear when things are turning left. I don't have to make a big deal. I don't have to be, oh, I'm out of here. I'm not paying attention. Mm-mm-mm. All I have to really do is monitor me. And I found the more time I spent just monitoring me, the better I was at making sure I stayed out of the negative zone, you know. And I remember a time or two even saying, hey, look, let's argue at 8:30 when I can eat, after I've eaten. I've had a couple business calls, great business calls. I want to do more. I want to hear more. We have to talk after I eat. And some of these business calls I put off till we have to talk after my fast. We have, you know, meaning May 2nd, May 3rd. Some things I put off completely until we got to this point right here. So because if you're serious about something, you're not going to do anything that's going to contradict the thing that you say you're serious about, okay? So I can't be serious about saying I'm going to do this raw diet. And then, but I want to try this recipe for caramelized French toast, okay? So when we were in South Carolina, we had the guided meditation, the lovely bed and breakfast that we went to. She woke us up that morning with caramelized French toast. And I was like, what in the world is this? It was delicious. It was beautiful. And I was like, oh, I'm going to try to make that, da, 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 da. I'm not going to try it in the middle of my fast. You see what I'm saying? There's so many good, positive things going on. And everything that we have to kind of remove ourselves from, is it negative? Sometimes it's just distracting. You know what I'm saying? So wanting to try this new recipe isn't bad, but if you're fasting, it's not good either, you know? So there were a couple, like I said, even business deals, even certain, you know, hey, you know, let's work together on this project, that project, and a wonderful approach. You'll be very proud of me. I'm saying, yes, yeah, let's do this. Yep, let's travel. Yep, let's go here, you know? So all these great new projects are coming forward. But some of these conversations, I was like, let's wait. I want to focus on God for these 30 days. And even though the business is usually God-centered, it's still business. No, I don't want to do that right now. Right now I'm focusing on God. And God is focusing on me. So let's not mix words or anything else like that. So it's been absolutely wonderful. You know, as we're wrapping up, we're in the last 20 minutes of the program. I can't believe that more people did not learn more things in the middle of their fast. So you mean to tell me that only Sister Unique and myself learned something during this fast? That's hard to believe. That's hard to believe because I know I spoke with a couple people and as we were going through life. So don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. We all human. We're all in this together. I want to hear it. Let's share. Look, I got one more brave soul come forward. Amen. All right, greetings. Welcome to the program.
Love and Light family, how are you?
Oh, doing well. Look, I can look outside now and see that the sun is securely down. So after this prayer, how are you doing?
I am doing well. I can honestly state that this was by far the most difficult fast I've done, yes, while being with one of my folks. And it's a variety of other issues and things that were going on because I had to make some modifications. But it wasn't necessarily what I learned, but what was reiterated to me was delayed is not denied. So even though I had a few moments and I had to do some things differently, as soon as I was able to get back on track, I did. And it was a free because it was sincere. And I think for a lot of people, when you're going through this, especially our new people, because you might have had a little slip up, you're like, oh my goodness, I had a slip up on day 7, I didn't do well. Well, I had a slip up on about 4 or 5 of them days, and it's okay. You know, because there were certain things that I didn't do all the way through, and I'm like, God, you know my heart. And once the Most High knows your heart, he can continue to work with you through those difficulties. Because sometimes we can just forget. Sometimes we can have ailments or have to take medication or whatever it is. Or sometimes our heart is just so heavy and we go back to those things that are common and, you know, emotional eating and things like that. So being able to look back over it and just be like, you know what? And then I had something very traumatizing happen in between all of it. Just, okay. Like, I'm a boss up. No tears, no nothing, and I was okay until day 3, and everything came down on me, you know. But I give thanks and praise that, one, I was able to release because I needed to release.
Amen.
So we have to be kind and gentle with ourselves. And the same kindness and consideration that you would show to a friend, a loved one, a stranger, show it to yourself because you deserve it because you're trying each and every day. And each and every day you're striving to do better than what you were doing before. So whoever may be looking at it like, oh, I wasn't successful, the fact that you attempted 30 days, some of you only did 7 of them, but you attempted 30 days, you better give yourself credit. Give yourself credit. You know, and be okay.
So correct.
Be okay with it. And then next time you'll do more. Each year you'll do more. So be okay with where you are now, because we're starting. You know.
Amen.
So,
amen.
So that's all I have to say, other than continue to be an inspiration to the inspirational. I love you.
Absolutely. Love you too, sis. Love you too. Look, let me tell you, Sister Makita is speaking the truth. Okay. Don't be afraid, ashamed. Don't feel no kind of way if you have to make a modification. Don't feel, because it's not about the exactness of the food. It's really not about the food. It's about your mental state, about sacrificing for God. That's why we have the points we're supposed to be focusing on. That's a fact. When you sit here and say, I'm not going to swear and curse for 30 days, that's a fact. When you sit here and say no sodas, when there's sodas everywhere, that's a fact. You know, all of those things are part of this fast. And they really, really test you. And you get to see really how strong you are. But don't feel no kind of way. We have people that have to take medications. And if you have to take medications and modify your fast, because some of these medications you have to take with food. If that's what you want to take with food, you have to take it with food. Modify the fast. I know when we're doing our studies on Wednesday that there's two fasts. One is a fast from sunup to sundown. The second is a fast of fruits and vegetables all day, 24 hours. There's always a way to modify your fast. And still, I don't want to say get credit for it, but to still be involved and to know that you're still working on it. So don't feel no kind of way about having to modify your fast. As we get up there in age, myself included, those days are going to come where you can't fast from 6:30 in the morning to 8 o'clock at night. You may have to do a 12-hour fast, and even that is going to be challenging. You may have to do a fast of fruits and vegetables so that you can eat every however much. All I'm saying is the effort is what counts. It's the effort, okay? And be like, oh, work is stressing me. Work is always going to stress you. So if work has you thinking about breaking your fast, that's something you need to change about work. You need to change that perspective, change the narrative. If you got this stressful relationship and I can't do this, I can't do that, you got to change that relationship. So I hope everyone learns something, whether you, you know, press one to share or not. I hope everyone actually took the time to learn something during these 30 days. Write them down. You know, if you fasted, license for you, if you fasted for 5 days, 7 days, write it down. And God knows your heart. If you were able to say, hey, I did the no sodas. I did that strong. The fast might have been, the food might have been touch and go, but those sodas, I didn't do that. You know, I made sure. Give yourself credit. And know that next year when I come back, I'm coming back with this. I'm coming back for that. You know, I can tell. There are things that had started off this fast. Oh, I'm going to get this done and that done. I told you I got frustrated. I can't even remember what day it was. I think it might have been day 12. You know, I said, okay, let me slow all this down. Let me slow it down. Let me be realistic about what I can accomplish. What I can accomplish, what I can't. Okay? So I want to thank everyone sincerely from the bottom of my heart for allowing yourself to be counted in that number of those that are willing to put their carnal life on hold and to move in a spirit, in a God-centered way. I want to thank everyone who took the time to share their positive thoughts, positive energy with their fast buddies. Being a part of someone else's fast, being a part of helping someone else through this whole situation, amen. Thank you for taking that time out. I want to encourage you, if you are able to make it to the water, because the lineup on the water is awesome. It's changing. It's beautiful. If you can make it to the water in Beaufort, do so. Be a part of that number that where we're all coming together for the benefit of growing with each other. You know, I'll be able to see people at the water that I haven't seen. We have people that are coming. You know, last time they came may have been a year ago. I haven't seen them in a year. I haven't seen them in 2 years. I'm so looking forward to seeing everybody. Please remember, the water is a family event. Bring the babies. Bring all the short people. You know, let us, you know, marvel as we see the kids growing up, and they're growing up in a good, secure environment. You know, I love to see our millennials get together and be able to share spirituality and their lifestyle with each other, because if we don't have nobody to fellowship with, they definitely don't have anybody. We are their somebody. So let's spend that time helping them, supporting them. Right? And then we ourselves, we have to learn there are in life, each year, each day actually, but in life, there's so much negativity about just here. So much negativity. We owe it to ourselves to to take the time to wash it away. We owe it to ourselves to be in a spiritual setting, asking God to reset us, to refresh us. We owe it to ourselves in our spiritual journey to at least have a good place to start from. Amen. You know? So allow yourself that. Make plans to come to the water. Make plans to go through your own renewal. Allow God to guide you on these steps. This is like a wonderful approach to New Year. Okay, we're starting fresh right at this point. We've taken these toxins out of our body, out of our spirit. We've allowed ourselves to be God-focused. We're going to be getting renewed at the water. This is the new year. This is it right here. Let's spend this time getting the most we can out of our situation. Okay? Because I promise you, like God showed me many times during these 30 days, if you ask him for it, he will give it to you. All you have to do is get ready to receive. And for the people in the back that didn't hear me, for all the people that don't really believe, for people that are still waiting to have their own personal relationship, their own personal experience with God, okay, all right, I'm telling you what I know. I'm telling you what I've experienced. I'm telling you what I've seen with my eyeballs, mine, okay? Ask God sincerely what you're looking for, and then sit back and get ready to receive. Now, getting ready to receive might mean you have to change some things. God's like, okay, you want that perfect job. You have to get ready to receive it. And getting ready to receive it might mean you have to move. It might mean you have to create the job. It might mean you have to work in an environment that you may not like until you can get to the environment that's going to be perfect. But you ask, God's going to set you up. God's going to do it. You just have to get ready for it. You have to accept all that comes with it, okay? You can't say, oh, I want this job. It's the perfect job for me, except I don't like waking up at 6:30 in the morning. Hello? That's part of the job. If you want the job, you'll wake up. If you don't want the job, you see what I'm saying? God came through in so many ways, so many blessings. This year, I had to sit back and just have a conversation. I had to talk to my mama. I was like, wait a minute. Do you have a moment? Can I just share with you how good God has been to me? And I know she thinks I'm crazy. She's like, go ahead. Go ahead. What do you have to say? And I just had to just take a minute and have a praise break, you know, and really just be thankful for all of the blessings that just fell out of the sky that I've been waiting and praying for years. So to say that I'm full up, I'm full up, I'm full. I've been fasting, so I'm not full of food. Still not jumping on my soda, so I'm not full of soda. I am full of love, compassion. I'm full of opportunities. I'm full of determination. I'm full of a readiness. I'm ready. I'm ready to move forward, ready. So I hope everyone else had a full fast. I mean, really, put yourself into it. Put your whole self into it. Can you sit back and say, God, I gave you everything. I gave you everything I had. I was honest with myself and with you, God. And if you can say that, then you have the most successful fast ever. For 30 days, you give it all to God. Moving into our prayer. Moving into our prayer, I want to thank God. Father, Mother, God, I come before you in a spirit of thanksgiving. I come before you with the energy, desire, the mode of gratitude. I come before you with my eyes closed, heart open, in efforts to be the best that I can be as I prepare myself to do the work you have deemed necessary for me to do. God, I want to thank you for your patience with me, for being able to listen even when I wasn't fully listening. God, I want to thank you for your patience with me when I was trying to work my way instead of your way. I thank you for giving me the opportunity to try it again and to try it again and to try it until I get it right, try it again. God, I want to thank you for never letting me feel like I was by myself. Every moment where I was like, oh, where's my kid? Where's my cat? Where's my husband? Where is anything that belongs to me? I look around and I see four empty walls. Where's mine? God, you came to me in those moments and helped supported me, making me feel whole, supporting me in my hard times, increasing my gratitude, increasing my own patience, increasing my determination to continue on this spiritual path, continuing to share with others inspiration to keep us all on this path. God, I know there's so much you have for us, so much positivity, so many blessings, and I've heard some of them. I just want to say thank you for every single one. For the ones that I heard about, thank you, God. For the ones that are still in the mail, still on their way here, thank you, God. For those that are working hard to get here to us, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you for getting us through to this point. May we still be protected in our walk, guided in our walk with you. May we work to align ourselves with you and your plans and your ideals. May everything that we do be a blessed event, God. These things we ask in your name. Amen.